Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This morning, Jubilee celebrations begin. Pomp and pageantry wow in the crowds in honour of the Queen's historic reign. An emergency meeting called over what could be our worst gas crisis in half a century. An Adelaide mum shares her anguish the moment she knew her baby had been taken. Hey Dad star Robert Hughes to be kicked out of the country. And the AFL issues an extraordinary apology to Buddy Franklin.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. The Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations began in style today as thousands lined the Mall in London for a glimpse of Her Majesty on the balcony of Buckingham Palace. Before that, there was plenty of pomp at Trooping the Colour.
Under a brilliant blue sky, a Jubilee message like no other for a monarch with a record-breaking reign. In front of an adoring crowd, the guest of honour beamed with delight. Flanked by the working members of the royal family, the Queen reigned supreme on the Buckingham Palace balcony. While the spotlight was firmly on Her Majesty, great-grandson Louis almost upstaged her, pulling faces and covering his ears during the flypast. All part of celebrations for the annual Trooping the Colour. The Queen, represented by Prince Charles, with Prince William and Princess Anne following close behind. The next generation of royals also taking centre stage.
This is a first because we have the three Cambridge children in the carriage procession on this great formal day of the birthday parade.
At Horse Guards Parade, the pomp and pageantry for which the British are renowned. Then a journey up the Mall to see the Queen. With the formalities over, the military parade made way for the crowd. Thousands poured in for a glimpse of Her Majesty.
The Queen who said she had to be seen to be believed. Well, here she is.
And while the Queen's family have come together, so too has the UK and visitors from right around the world. There is a feeling here, a knowing that there may never be another opportunity like this to celebrate with the Queen in such a huge way.
Been waiting for this, haven't we? All being able to get together.
I just keep hearing you saying, this is so cool.
This is it's pretty cool. I've never done this before, so I thought we had to come.
You're on a complete high. This is just the beginning. We've got 3 more days to go.
The overriding feeling here is that there will never be another royal who can pull a crowd quite like this.
The Royal Air Force put on a spectacular display. More than 70 aircraft flew across London, including Apache helicopters, Typhoons, and the Red Arrows. And for good measure, an 82-gun salute marking the end of the day's proceedings. There are still another 3 days of celebrations to come, but the Queen's Platinum Jubilee is off to a flying start. Monique Wright, 7 News.
And we have some breaking news now. The Queen has released a statement saying she won't be attending tomorrow's National Service of Thanksgiving. The palace says while she greatly enjoyed the parade today, she did experience some discomfort. Her Majesty has pulled out of several events in recent months due to mobility issues.
To home news at home now. After a week of chilly weather, another cold front will move through Australia's east coast this weekend. The blustery conditions are set to return along with icy temperatures and rain. Today, showers are expected across most of New South Wales and southeast Queensland. In Sydney, the temperature could drop to as low as 8 degrees. Melbourne will get down to 7. The city's cold snap expected to last nearly 2 weeks. The federal government has stepped in, calling an emergency summit of state and territory energy ministers as power prices climb. It's understood a range of options is being considered, from a program to reserve gas for consumers on the east coast to direct intervention to drive up supply.
We will do what is necessary and we won't shy away from hard decisions. This is an immediate challenge for coming days and it is not necessarily going to get better, you know, straight away.
The crisis meeting will be held next week. The AFL has issued an extraordinary apology to Swans player Buddy Franklin after he was accused of cowardly behaviour by the league's legal counsel. The comments were made during Mr Franklin's tribunal appearance over his off-the-ball strike on Richmond player Trent Cotchin.
What he's done over his career can speak for himself. He made a mistake and everyone makes mistakes, but probably those comments aren't needed, I don't think.
In a statement, the AFL said there are no cowardly players in the league and those comments do not reflect the views of the AFL. A young Adelaide mum whose baby was abducted has described how she feared she'd never see her four-month-old son again. Erica Carter says she regrets leaving little Jordan in the car and revealed she too was the victim of an abduction attempt as a child.
A mother's kiss and father's adoring gaze. Erica Carter relives the moment she was reunited with her lost little boy.
I just ran to him. I took him into my arms. I was just so grateful to see that he wasn't harmed, wasn't touched, wasn't. He just said that Mama wants you, Mama wants you.
You wouldn't know it now, but four-month-old Jordan is the victim of a crime that stopped our state. Abducted in plain sight, right in front of his mum. An opportunistic thief took off in her Honda with baby Jordan strapped in the back.
I was just yelling, my baby Jordan, and I couldn't get to him. And off he went. And, I thought the worst.
She ducked into the 4th Avenue deli for a loaf of bread. Jordan was asleep, so she left the car running.
Made the wrong decision to leave Bubs for that split second.
She ran inside and called 000. What followed was the most excruciating 3 hours of her life.
Just leave the baby, just give me my baby boy back.
When news came through that her car had been found dumped at Enfield, she was faced with the unthinkable.
And it was that question of we found the car but and we know the baby's in there, but is he alive or is he dead?
She rushed to the scene, still fearing the worst.
He's a young prem baby. His lungs are still growing. He's still working out his voice. His cry. He doesn't know what's going on.
Then overwhelming relief. The sound she was so desperate to hear.
He's so lucky. So lucky.
The ordeal triggering terrifying memories of Erica's own abduction nightmare.
An 11-year-old girl has told police how she fought off a man who tried to abduct her.
In a chilling coincidence, she too was kidnapped when she was a child near her home at Holden Hill.
I got followed. I was walking my mum's dog and I've been grabbed behind a four-leash sign and I got put in the car.
She managed to escape unharmed. Her abductor has never been caught, but Jordan's has. Hannah Ford, 7 News.
Former Hey Dad actor and convicted pedophile Robert Hughes is set to be deported after being granted parole. He'll be transferred from Sydney's Long Bay Jail to immigration detention before being sent back to England. Hughes spent the past 8 years behind bars over a series of child sex offences and renounced his citizenship 2 years ago. Bottles, bricks and a baseball bat have been thrown at police during a high-speed chase in Perth's eastern suburbs. Officers say while the driver was tearing through streets, reaching speeds of more than 140 kilometres an hour, his passenger hurled the items out the window. The stolen car eventually crashed into bollards and the pair was arrested. A Gold Coast mother has lost custody of her children after smacking one with a plastic spoon. The 46-year-old was charged with assault occasioning bodily harm in March after using the spoon on her child who has ADHD and autism. She pleaded guilty, telling the court she smacked her child after he spent $600 on a video game using her credit card. She was also sentenced to a 9-month probation order, but with no conviction recorded. Australian researchers have developed a world-first tool helping people with epilepsy predict when they'll have a seizure. It's hoped the breakthrough will assist millions across the world to live a more independent and safer life.
People living with epilepsy will soon be able to predict when they're about to have a seizure in the same way they check the weather forecast.
The development of this technology has been decades in the making.
Patients report their symptoms and previous episodes on the new mobile app. It collates patterns and triggers, warning when a seizure is coming up to a month in advance.
So they can enjoy their time with their loved ones and have a higher quality of life.
30% of sufferers never get relief. Most live on the edge, not knowing when another seizure could strike.
Whether that's in the shower by yourself or crossing the road in traffic, anything that might be slightly or mildly dangerous, I have to think twice about.
Hamish McMillan was diagnosed when he was 13 years old. He experiences up to 10 seizures a year.
I've learned to manage it. It has gotten better, but the number one factor that still remains is that unpredictability.
The next step is sharing the data with a doctor. It's hoped that will lead to better treatments for the 65 million people who suffer epilepsy around the world.
The technology works even better alongside a Fitbit, measuring body signals like heart rate and giving reminders about medication. The app is free to download. Rochelle Brown, 7 News.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading higher this morning. The Nasdaq is also up. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX gained. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell. The All Ords finished the day 62 points lower and the ASX 200 lost 58 points. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,872 an ounce. Oil is $116 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 72.68 US cents, 94 Japanese yen and $1.10 New Zealand. Amber Heard's attorney has spoken out after her defamation trial loss, saying the verdict sends a horrible message to women. US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney is in the US for us this morning. Good morning, Ash. She's made a string of explosive claims.
Good morning, Jodie. Yes, Amber Heard's lawyer has accused Depp's legal team of suppressing evidence that was included in a London defamation case that Amber Heard won. Elaine Charlson said Heard was demonised by Depp's legal team. Ultimately, though, it was a jury that decided they didn't believe her claims of abuse at the hands of her ex-husband, Johnny Depp.
First thing she said is, "I am so sorry to all those women out there. This is a setback for all women in and outside the courtroom. Unless you pull out your phone and you video your spouse or your significant other beating you, effectively, you won't be believed."
Charlson was asked if Amber Heard could afford to pay the $10.4 million US dollars that the jury awarded to Johnny Depp. To that, she said absolutely not, and that Amber Heard planned to appeal this decision. Jody.
Okay, Ash Mullaney, thank you. Prince Andrew has tested positive for COVID. A palace spokesperson confirmed the Duke of York's diagnosis, saying with regret he also won't be able to attend the Queen's Jubilee service of Thanksgiving tomorrow at St Paul's Cathedral. It's understood the Prince has seen Her Majesty in the last few days but has undergone regular testing. At least one person has been killed and several others injured in a Russian missile strike which destroyed a school in Kharkiv. It's unclear how many were in the building during the strike. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims at the moment Russia is occupying about 20% of his country's territory and he's losing between 60 and 100 soldiers a day. Brazil has been treated to the longest meteor shower of the year so far. The night sky lit up as cosmic rocks left behind by a comet entered our atmosphere, creating quite the spectacle for stargazers. One meteor was visible for 9.96 seconds for those who looked up at just the right time. The Rolling Stones have kicked off their 60th anniversary tour with a bang, holding their first concert in Madrid overnight. Original members Mick Jagger, Keith Richards and Ronnie Wood are all in their 70s now, but they're hardly slowing down. The Stones will roll on to Germany next, but sadly the tour won't be heading down under.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
In sport, world number four Minji Lee is tied for second after carding an opening round 67 at the US Women's Open in North Carolina. One of five Australians in the field, Lee shot seven birdies. This monster putt, one of her highlights.
And this is for birdie at the fifth.
Fellow Aussie Hannah Green is five shots off the lead after an opening round one under par. Sweden's Ingrid Lindblad is the one to catch at six under. She's one game away from winning her second French Open title and just one victory from equaling Venus Williams' winning streak of 35 consecutive matches. World number one Iga Swiatek outclassed Russia's Daria Kasatkina, Swiatek covering the Roland Garros clay with ease. She'll play American teenager Coco Gauff in the decider. The 18-year-old breezed through her semi-final, winning in straight sets to reach her first Grand Slam final. North Queensland shrugged off any concerns surrounding player depth overnight, beating the Titans 32-6 at Cbus Super Stadium. Missing four key players through Origin selection, the depleted Cowboys turned to Scott Drinkwater, the fullback stepping up for the Cowboys with three try assists. The return of Jason Taumalolo was timely, the human wrecking ball making 207 run metres. Meanwhile, the Titans will be sweating on the fitness of Jaden Campbell. The fullback left the field in the second half with a hamstring injury. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a broad trough extending from northern WA and through the interior is bringing showers and storms mainly to the Kimberley and western Northern Territory. A cold front crossing WA's southwest is causing showers and a few storms. High pressure in northwest WA and the east is keeping the area mostly settled. Around the capitals now, Brisbane will get a top of 22 degrees today with some late showers. Sydney also late showers with a top of 17. Canberra morning frost and possible late showers heading for a top of just 11. Melbourne late showers and 13 degrees. Hobart cloudy and 14. Adelaide 16 degrees with showers increasing. Perth partly cloudy heading for 19. And Darwin 33 degrees and sunny. And that's 7 Early News for this Friday.